Today, the scent of stagflation hangs over the markets. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, well, this post covering finance and property news. We are, it seems, entering the twilight zone as the scent of stagflation is spreading, as inflation becomes increasingly sticky, especially in services, while growth slows, leading to increased market volatility and questionable consumer confidence. Hopes of rapid Fed rate cuts have receded following a series of US inflation reads. We actually got a lower than expected 1.6% read on US GDP this week, though impacted by one-off inventory and import items. And as Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said, US economic growth was likely stronger than suggested by weaker than expected data on the first quarter output. But a report on Thursday showed that core PCE in the first quarter jumped to 3.7% from 2% in the prior period. That was higher than economists' forecasts and sent treasuries plunging as traders pushed out bets for a cut in interest rates even further. And while the March data did come in as expected, treasuries rebounded somewhat. The 2-year was at 4.993% and the 10-year was at 4.667%. But the Friday inflation data was still stickier as the core PCE, which excludes food and energy costs, came in at 0.32% from 0.27%. And both January and February figures were revised higher. That's according to the Bureau of Economic Analysis. Services inflation, excluding housing and energy, which tends to be stickier, climbed 0.4% from February, an acceleration from the prior month. And inflation-adjusted consumer spending climbed a larger than forecast 0.5%. That's the biggest gain this year. But as big tech gains lifted Wall Street shares, global stocks were also higher on Friday, with the MSCI gauge of stocks across the globe up 0.9% on tech sector optimism, following robust results from Alphabet and Microsoft. Investors cheered Alphabet's first ever dividend, its $70 billion stock buyback program, and better-than-expected first-quarter results. Its shares jumped 10% and reached a record high, lifting the Google's parent market value above $2 trillion. And Microsoft shares rose 1.8% after its third-quarter revenue and profit exceeded Wall Street estimates, driven by gains from artificial intelligence adoption across its cloud services. Other mega-cap growth stocks also closed higher. Amazon rose 3.4%. Nvidia gained 5.8% and Meta Platforms added 0.4%, having disappointed on Wednesday's results, even as the company ratcheted up spending on AI. However, Apple fell 0.3% and Tesla closed down 1.1%. Shares of Tesla has surged 12% earlier in the week after the company said it would introduce new models by early 2025. Some investors attributed that to bargain hunting after a painful sell-off this year, which left the bar for good news much lower, and Tesla shares remain down over 30% for the year. Shares of Snap surged nearly 28% after the social media firm beat first quarter estimates for revenue and user growth, and Pinterest shares also finished up 4%. But ExxonMobil lost ground by nearly 3% after America's largest oil company missed analysts' estimates, with first quarter profit falling 28% from a year ago. And Intel dropped 9.1% after the chipmaker's forecast for second quarter revenue and profit did not meet estimates. Intel faces weak demand for its traditional data center and PC chips and is late to the party on AI. All up, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.4% to 38,239. The S&P 500 gained 1.02% to 5,099. And the Nasdaq Composite gained 2.03% to 15,927. And in fact, despite the volatility through the week, the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq registered their biggest weekly percentage gains since early November 2023. The benchmark S&P 500 snapped 3 weeks of losses, while the Nasdaq ended 4 straight weeks of declines. But overall, however, 78% of S&P 500 companies topped analysts' earnings estimates for the first quarter, with earnings paced at around 5.6% rising from a year earlier. More results in store in the coming weeks from the so-called Magnificent Seven group of companies that drove markets higher last year. Amazon reports on Tuesday and Apple on Thursday. A pause in the sell-off is likely to be short-lived, though, as on Wednesday, the Federal Reserve will release its latest monetary policy statement after concluding its two-day meeting. While policymakers are expected to keep borrowing costs steady, investors will look to Fed Chair Jerome Powell's press conference for indications of future policy moves. Just last week, yields jumped after New York Fed President John Williams mentioned the mere possibility of an interest rate increase. And last week, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell admitted that inflation's fight wasn't going well, and his interest rates may stay higher for longer. And Chicago Fed President Ossian Goolsbee was even more blunt, saying progress on inflation has stalled. Oil prices settled higher on Friday, snapping a two-week losing streak. Brent oil futures rose 0.42% to $89.37 the barrel, while West Texas Intermediate futures rose 0.1% to $83.71 a barrel. For the week, Brent gained over 2.5%, while WTI was up just 1%. The number of oil rigs operating in the US fell to 506 from 511, according to data on Friday that marked the biggest weekly decline since November. The fall in rig count comes even as data this week showed that US output remains steady at near record highs. US crude oil production in the week ended April the 19th was 13.1 million barrels per day, unchanged from the prior week. Concerns over disruptions to Middle East supplies also remained in play as Israel stepped up its strikes against Gaza. Still, oil prices were trading well below five-month highs that were hit early in April, as a lack of immediate escalation in the Iran-Israel conflict saw traders price out some risk premium from crude. European stock markets rose on Friday, gaining momentum as investors digested a slew of significant corporate earnings data ahead of the release of that key US inflation read. The DAX index in Germany traded 1.39% higher, the CAC 40 in France traded 0.89% higher, and the FTSE 100 in London climbed 0.75% to another high. NatWest stock rose 6.07% after the UK lender reported first quarter profits falling by a hefty 27%, hit by competition for savings, lending, and mortgage products, which combined have squeezed margins across the sector. However, this drop was less than had been expected. Britain's biggest casualty of the 2008 financial crisis, NatWest, is this year looking to end state ownership, seeking to sell down the remainder of the government's sub-29% stake in the bank. TotalEnergies stock rose 0.4% after the energy giant reported a smaller-than-expected drop in first-quarter profit as a resilient oil market partially offset lower gas prices. But on the flip side, Saab stock fell 3% despite the Swedish defence equipment maker. The manufacturer of the Gripen fighter jet reported a 28% rise in operating profit for the first quarter and raised its organic sales growth outlook for the full year. In economic news, French consumer confidence slipped slightly in April from March, while the Spanish unemployment rate edged higher for the first quarter. Germany's economic prospects are looking up, though, after two grueling years of near zero growth. The consumer-led revival papers over enduring industrial weakness for which there's no quick fix. Data this week signaled the fledgling recovery in Europe's largest economy is gaining some momentum, especially in the services sector like tourism and hospitality. The mood amongst businesses is picking up just a little as confidence builds that a widely anticipated winter recession has in fact been avoided. Tempering the scale of Germany's rebound, though, is its outsized manufacturing sector, whose malaise is now approaching 2 years. That's according to S&P Global's latest poll of purchasing managers. But GDP growth is forecast at just 0.3%, up from 0.2% before. Overall, Europe's benchmark stock index, the Stoxx 600, had its biggest daily gain in more than 3 months, closing up 1.11% on gains in banking and industrial stocks. Over in Asia, most Asian stocks also rose on Friday, buoyed by gains in the tech sector, although anticipation of more cues on interest rates did keep sentiment in check. Japanese stocks picked up pace after mixed signals from the Bank of Japan cast doubts over just how much capacity it had to raise interest rates further, while the Japanese yen sank to a 34-year low against the US dollar. Japan's Nikkei 225 index added 0.84%, while the broader topics rose 1%, with both indices extending gains after the Bank of Japan kept interest rates steady, as widely expected, in the range of 0 to 0.1%, which was set just a month ago when it made that historical exit from its massive stimulus program. Markets are braced for Tokyo authorities to prop up the currency in what could be an unconventional and politically tough decision. But the Bank of Japan governor said on Friday that exchange rate volatility could significantly impact the economy, and US Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said that currency intervention was acceptable only in rare circumstances and that market forces should determine exchange rates. But while it forecasts higher inflation in the coming years, the central bank also lowered its growth forecast for the Japanese economy. The weaker growth forecast raised concerns over just how much headroom the Bank of Japan will have to raise interest rates further after that historic hike in March. But softer than expected consumer price index data from Tokyo added doubts over what the Bank of Japan might do. Inflation here acts as a bellwether for the country and slid just below the Bank of Japan's 2% annual target in April. The Japanese yen fell sharply. While the Bank of Japan sat pat on intervention, it was last at 158.35, while the benchmark 10-year bond yield was at 0.882%. Tech-heavy Asian exchanges were the best performers on Friday. South Korea's KOSPI rose 1.04%, while Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index added 2.12%. In fact, the Hong Kong Hang Seng also hit a five-month high on gains in oil and gas giant CNOOC after the firm clocked stronger than expected quarterly earnings. And gains in tech saw China's Shanghai Shenzhen CSI 300 and Shanghai's composite indices rise 1.53% and 0.17% respectively. Industrial profits at large-scale Chinese companies declined 3.5% from a year earlier in March. That's according to data published by the National Bureau of Statistics on Saturday. For the first 3 months of the year, profits rose 4.3% to 1.53 trillion yuan, slowing from the post-COVID rebound. The March decline followed a 10.2% gain in the January to February period and ended 7 months straight of increases. Exports, which unexpectedly slumped in March, offered little help to offset weak domestic demand. Strong Chinese gold demand will continue to support the gold market, according to Metals Focus. Gold recently hit record highs of over 2,400 US, but there has since been some profit-taking consolidation this week. While gold charted a significant correction, the price didn't fall nearly as far as one might have expected, given the recent market dynamics. For months, investors in the West have sold gold at any hint that the Federal Reserve will keep interest rates higher for longer. And given the messaging coming out of the central bank, an even bigger correction wouldn't have been a shock, but there are other factors supporting the gold market, particularly in the East. Gold demand in Asia, particularly in China, has been robust for months, and wholesale demand in China set a record in January, and assets under management by Chinese gold-backed ETFs also hit an all-time high. Gold demand in China was up 28% in 2023, and analysts suggest that there will be continued solid demand through the rest of the year. Data from the Hong Kong Census and Statistics Department show that China's net gold imports via Hong Kong jumped by 40% in March compared to the previous year. China is the biggest bullion consumer, and its buying trends can impact gold prices globally. The central bank in China added some 160,000 troy ounces of gold to its reserves in March, and overall the People's Bank of China was the largest official buyer of gold in 2023. Thus, even as US interest rates are expected to remain elevated for an extended period, the price of gold is supported by fears of inflation and strong demand in the physical market. Robust gold buying has driven the gold price premium for gold traded on the Shanghai Gold Exchange to extremely high levels. In fact, Chinese buyers have paid on average $40 more above the London Bullion Market Association benchmark through the first 4 months of the year. The Metal Focus report noted that Chinese investors are struggling with a lack of investment options during a time of economic uncertainty. As a result, they are turning to a tried and tested wealth preservation asset, gold. And one other reason here is that it appears the Chinese central bank is intentionally trying to minimize its exposure to the US dollar. Gold futures, by the way, was last down at 2,347.20, and that's down from recent highs. India's Nifty 50 slid slightly as traders were wary of heightened volatility in Indian markets as the 2024 general elections continue. And the Australian ASX 200 actually was the sole underperformer for the day, falling 1.39% in catch-up trading after a holiday on Thursday. Australian stocks were also spooked by data showing an increase in producer price indices over the first quarter, which actually provided more impetus for the higher for longer interest rates in the country. Hotter than expected Australian inflation data also pushed shares to their second straight session of losses on Friday as traders evaluated the prospects of interest rate increases from the Reserve Bank in 2024. The benchmark ASX 200 dropped 1.39% to 7,575 to take its gains for the week to 0.1%. That's over the shortened trading week. The biggest drag on the index was the mining giant BHP. It fell 4.6% to $43.15 after making a $60 billion takeover bid for London-based miner Anglo American. But later, Anglo American rejected the bid and labelled it opportunistic and significantly undervaluing the miner. Gold giant Newmont surged 13.9% to $65.70 after its quarterly profit beat expectations on the back of gold prices rallying over 2024. We remain buyer rated on Newmont as the go-to catch-up trade in gold, said Citi analysts. Equities typically outperform commodities in the early part of a secular rally. The shares in healthcare giant ResMed added 9.6% to $31.50 after its net profits rose 29% on sale of $1.12 billion for the quarter ended March 31. The company's competitive positions in sleep markets looks insuperable now, said brokers Wilsons. In other news, rebel parent Super Retail Group plunged 3.4% to $14.37 after the company briefed the market that it was expecting to defend a workplace claim brought by two employees. Super Retail said the allegations were without merit. Banks slid on the prospect of tighter margins in a higher for longer environment, with CBA down 1.75%, ANZ down 1.93%, NAB down 1.44%, and Westpac down 1.91%. Macquarie fell 0.61%. The Aussie dollar advanced to buy 65.32 US and was up 0.38% against the British pound. Bond yields surged as investors discounted the chance of rate cuts in 2024. The Australian 10-year bond yield jumped to 4.54% and the 2-year was at 4.19%. In fact, markets are now considering a rise in rates ahead. Well, we'll see. As the ANZ Bank's economist team put it, the combination of higher than expected inflation and the labour market tracking a little better than the RBA was expecting in February suggests a shift back towards a more hawkish tone in the 7th of May post-meeting statement. And in crypto land, Bitcoin fell to a current read of $63,024 as sentiment towards crypto markets was largely quashed by growing expectations of higher for longer US interest rates following the latest US inflation data. The world's largest cryptocurrency was set for a muted weekly performance as it sat squarely within the 60 to 70,000 US range established over the past 6 weeks. Fears of continued regulatory pressure on crypto did come to fore this week after reports said that US prosecutors were seeking a 3-year prison sentence for the disgraced Binance founder after he pleaded guilty to violating anti-money laundering laws. The prospect of higher for longer US interest rates kept traders largely averse to Bitcoin and crypto, given that it diminishes the appeal of volatile speculative assets. Bitcoin tends to thrive in a low-rate, high-liquidity environment. The token's correlation with US tech stocks was also seen coming back into play in recent weeks, although largely in a negative context. World number two token Ethereum fell 0.68%. Solana dropped substantially more, declining 5.6%, while XRP fell by 0.8%. So wherever you look, the whiff of stagflation, in other words, higher, stickier inflation, and potentially lower growth and higher interest rates is everywhere. Therefore, I still think the markets are way overvalued. Clearly, the AI momentum is still intact for some players because they are able to generate some revenue, but of the seven, not all of them are in the same bucket. And more broadly, I think that over the next two or three weeks, we're going to see further volatility and further concerns about higher for longer. So the next few central bank meetings and press conferences will be worth watching. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.